أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها فيما أنت من ذكراها إلى ربك منتهاها. In the previous ayats we read, on the one side where Allah Ta'ala explained of a person that who gives preference to this worldly life and he breaks all the laws of Allah Ta'ala, transgresses them. Then another picture of another person who fears Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and he controls his nafs and does not do the wrong things his nafs wants him to do. Ulama have written, Mufassirin have written, that this was revealed. Generally the view is that it is general for any and every person in which category they fall. However, some Mufassirin have written, it refers to specifically two brothers. One was Amir ibn Umair, who lived a very carefree life and just fulfilled his desires, and he only lived for this dunya. That refers to him, that he gave preference to this dunya and he broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Consequently, Jahannam lies waiting for him. And his other brother, Mus'ab ibn Umair, was a person who lived a life strictly according to the commands of Allah, very much obeying the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. He died in the battle of Badr, and outwardly in this dunya he had nothing, not even one sheet to cover his body. But very clear that for the year after, what a great position he will have. And many such incidents have been recorded of two blood brothers, but how opposite they lived. And one particular incident by which we all should take a very great lesson, that there were two brothers living in one home, one on the bottom floor and one on the top floor. The one on the bottom floor was living a very carefree life, doing just what he wants to, breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala and nothing in fulfillment of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Whole life he lived like this. The brother on the top floor, on the other hand, was a righteous and pious brother, observing every command of Allah Ta'ala and living very righteously. Then right towards the end of their life now, the brother on the bottom, who was living a carefree life, he thought, let me go to my brother on top, make tawbah on his hands, and then let me change my life. And the brother on the top, who was living a very pious and righteous life, he thought, now how long I'm going to carry on like this, restricting myself, controlling my nafs, let me just have a free for all and let me have a go at everything. And he decided to come down and join his brother with all his evil and filth. As the one was going up, the other one was coming down, both fell and died. So the one was living an evil life, but he made tawbah at the end. And he died that way. And the person who was living a good life, he wanted to change and live an evil life, and he died like that at the end. So we can never be satisfied with our condition at this present moment till maut overtakes us and we get a good maut by Allah Ta'ala. And for that there is no other way but that we continuously beg of Allah for His mercy. So anyway, this was the condition which was described in the previous ayat. Then instead of being worried of that, and which unfortunately is our nature also, we get worried of things which are not of concern to us. We speak about everyone else, and everyone else's issue is an issue in our life. But my own life is not an issue. To sort myself out, to correct myself, that I'm not worried about. I'm worried about everyone else. I'm worried about the weather, the politics, the sports, whatever else there can be is an issue in my life. But me, myself, I'm no issue. Akhirat is no issue. Deen is not my issue. So like that, the kuffar of Makkah were like that also. So what a great lesson Allah has given us in the previous ayats. But what was their response to that? Their response was that يَسَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ اَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا. تجھ سے پوچھتے ہیں وہ گھڑی کب ہوگا قیام اس کا. They ask you about the day of Qiyamah, when is it going to take place? That is the work of Allah. Allah will bring it on its time. But that they are worried about. And correcting their lives, changing their lives, preparing for the day of Qiyamah, that they are not worried. Unfortunately, this fits us, so to say, hand in glove. We also like that. We're not worried that we are going to die, that we have to prepare for Akhirat. We are worried about other people. We are worried about the weather, sports, politics. We are worried of everything else. And the right thing is that we should be get immediately engaged in preparing for the Akhirat, for the life of the year after, to please Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says in response to that, فِيمَ أَنْتَ مِنْ ذِكْرَاهَا. تُجْكُ كِيَا كَامْ اُسْكَ ذِكَرْ سَي. Oh Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, what have you got to do with the mention of the day of, with the coming of the day of Qiyamah, the knowledge of it? That knowledge we have repeatedly told, we have given it to no one else. Not even Jibreel alayhi salam knows. Allah did not give it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Only Allah Ta'ala knows. And the important thing is not to have the knowledge of it, but to prepare for it. Even if a person has the knowledge, but he does not prepare. And this they did not want, they did not ask to know and to prepare for it, but just in a mocking way. When is it going to come? In other words, na'auzu billah, it's never going to come. What you just talking about, it's coming. So this was a very dangerous situation of theirs, and we must be careful that openly none of us do that. But our actions and our attitude must not be like that, that we are not preparing for Akhirah, and we are worried of anything, everything, and of everyone else besides ourselves. But the important thing is that we should remember, we should prepare for ourselves and correct ourselves. So Allah Ta'ala says, O Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, this is a question they keep on asking. Repeatedly they ask this question, when is Qiyamah going to come? And you have got absolutely nothing to do with it. That matter is solely and only to by Allah Ta'ala, and they should ask Allah Ta'ala, and he, it's a matter with Allah. Ila Rabbika muntahaha. Tere Rabb ki taraf hai poonch uski. The matter of the day of Qiyamah is only in the hands of Allah. Allah hasn't given Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam any the perfect time when it's going to come. The signs, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam mentioned them very clearly. The small signs of Qiyamah, the big signs of Qiyamah. Now it is up to us that we prepare for the day of Qiyamah and for the eternal and everlasting life of the Akhirah. That is the wisdom of a person, that he prepares for that. May Allah give us all tawfiq, that in all matters we don't try and evade the issue, we don't try and sidestep the issue, but what is the matter, that we come to that, and we don't use all ways of things to camouflage things, and we don't get to the core issue, and we just all the time playing on the side issues in order to escape from reality. That is not the work of any wise person. Face reality and prepare for reality. وآخر دعوانا.